legal question that needs an answer? Listen out to Chester's D Radio to hear from Oliver & Co solicitors on The Legal Show. Their team of experts can help.
Well, this month's Legal Show, we're going to be joined by Michelle from Oliver & Co in Chester. She's the Head of Commercial Property and Senior Associate Solicitor at Oliver & Co, and she'll be providing legal advice and support in commercial property transactions, all that to come before 11. Michelle is from Oliver & Co Solicitors here in Chester, and you have just told me, by the way, off-air, that you're new to your role, and they didn't tell you you're going to be on the radio, did they?
No, I did. I did have a little bit of notice, but yeah, it wasn't in the job description I signed up for it.
So they've kind of dropped you in there a little bit, haven't they?
Yeah, just a little bit. It's all good.
Good stuff. So listen, don't be nervous. I'm nervous every day, you know, every single day. Put the microphone up and go, what am I going to talk about today? I don't know. So right, let's get into this then. So tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do at Oliver & Co.
Yeah, so my name is Michelle McQuillan. I'm a commercial property solicitor at Oliver & Co. I'm head of the commercial property department as well, and we deal with all types of commercial property transactions.
Right. Okay, so a lot to talk about soon then.
Yeah.
We're back with Michelle from Oliver & Co, talking about the supporting commercial property transactions. So, Michelle, what area is this all in then?
So with commercial property, we deal with a lot of different transactions, mainly involving buying and selling commercial property, or refinancing it to release some cash. And we also deal with a lot of lease transactions.
What don't you cover, though?
It's a good question, actually. So we do at Oliver & Co have a separate department, which is a residential conveyancing team, and they deal with your residential transactions. So they are when people are buying and selling properties to live in. In commercial property, we wouldn't necessarily deal with those unless they are part of a wider portfolio for a business client. So we don't really deal with those, but we do have a team that can. We also don't deal with any disputes when it relates to commercial property. So disputes between landlords and tenants, we don't deal with those. And we also don't deal with any statutory lease renewals.
Here with Michelle from Oliver & Co here in Chester, talking about commercial property. So, Michelle, what is actually a commercial property? What makes it that, gives it that title?
So I would say probably that a good definition would be any building or land that houses a business or generates an income for a business or is used in any form of business activity.
Does that mean, you know, if somebody has a spare room in their house, or maybe, you know, they used to have a bar for socialising within the back garden, but they turn that into a hair salon. Does that whole house then, the private house, become a commercial property?
It doesn't automatically change the use in that respect. If it is that you brought a residential property and you then intended to, instead of living in it, carry out a business from that property itself, you'd have to apply first of all for planning permission to change the use formally. So your act of you know, I don't know, having a hair salon there wouldn't in itself change it over properly. You would have to get planning permission, which you don't want to fall foul of the local authority by carrying out a business and not have the right planning permission to do that.
But what about somebody who's running a small business or a hobby as a business from a spare room within the house?
I would say that will be fine. I work from home and I've got my own little home office, but it's the predominant use for that building is my own residence. And so provided there's no restrictive covenants in your title documents, which is something you should probably get legal advice on, that states you can't do certain things, then just having a home office in itself won't automatically mean that it's commercial property, and you wouldn't necessarily need to get planning permission to have a small home office in your main home.
So I get it then, obviously, like a shop or a warehouse or something, the whole building is the commercial property, isn't it, to
yes,
be called that,
it, yeah.
But what about those, you know, those shops where you get flats over the top, and so they're like dual-use buildings?
Yeah, so there's three types of property within the UK really, and they fit into three different categories, which is residential property, commercial property, or mixed use property. So if it is that you have one property and it's subdivided into a shop on the ground floor and a residential flat on the first floor, that would fall into your mixed use category, and it would, you tend to find that your commercial property solicitors would then deal with that as opposed to your residential practitioners, but yeah, that would be what is known as a mixed use property.
And you still have to get like authorization.
Yeah, unless it's already in place. If it was originally a residential property and it was purchased and the intention was to subdivide it in that way, you wouldn't be able to just split it up by renovating it. You'd have to go to local authority and get planning permission, first of all, to change the use from its existing use as residential to a mixed-use residential commercial property.
Right. I've got a good question for you in a minute.
Okay. Right. I'll look forward to hearing it.
Yeah, I'll come back to you, Michelle, from Oliver & Co. We're back with Michelle from Oliver & Co talking about commercial property. Michelle, can you give us a list of types of what is classed as commercial property then?
Yeah, to be honest, without knowing what it is, you probably wouldn't realise how much there is out there. Typically, high street shops, any retail premises, even those within a shopping centre or on a retail park, office space, you know, if you're visiting us at Oliver & Co, that's a commercial property that you'll be visiting, any building that houses an accountant or banks, industrial warehouses, car showrooms, any property really that's used for personal services as well, such as beauticians, barbers, hairdressers, even medical practices for doctors, dentists and other healthcare providers, hospitals for example, veterinary surgeons, surgeries, or any property as well that's used or occupied by a charity, a local authority or a government body, they're all commercial property, as well as agricultural buildings, farmland, forestries, or any buildings used in the hospitality industry, such as pubs, restaurants, hotels, bed and breakfast, cinemas, all that type of thing. So there's quite a wide range of different properties that we deal with.
I'm surprised on your list there, you've got doctors, dentists, healthcare places and charities, because I wouldn't class them as businesses, are they?
Yeah, they are, in the sense that it's a business activity. And for example, with your doctor's surgeries, a lot of the time the doctors themselves, if there's more than one in that surgery, will be a partnership, and a partnership itself is a business, in the same way that a sole trader can be operating as a business. And so any property that they work from or have as part of their business will be commercial property.
Before we go into types of clients, by the way, if somebody bought an empty shell of a building and said, I'm going to run a bit of a business from there, what are the top things they need to think about first?
I would say definitely see if you can actually get planning permission to carry out the type of business that you intend to from that building. Because even if it is an empty current commercial property, for example, it's before it was a warehouse, but you intend to split it up into different offices, you might need to get planning permission to change the use from one commercial property use to another, and you would want to make sure you can get that permission first before you put some money into the transaction and invest your time and energy into it. So I'd say that's definitely a big thing to look out for. But then also to get some legal advice about what is shown on the title documents to make sure that you can carry out your business from that property as you intend, and that there's no restrictions on you doing that, again, just because you don't want to invest a lot of your time and money into it to find out you actually can't do what you want to.
Yeah. And finally, for now then, what types of clients do you deal with there at Oliver & Co, as being the commercial property expert as you are, Michelle?
So we deal with a lot of different types of clients, all mainly business clients, and they can be located in Chester, in North Wales, or throughout England and Wales even. We aren't stuck to just working for people in the local area, but obviously we do like to do that. Types of clients that we have can range from sole traders, partnerships, limited companies, even pension schemes. Some people might not know, but personal pension schemes can invest in commercial property, and charities as well, which could be faith organisations or local community groups.
How can people get in contact with you, Michelle, if they want to know more information about commercial property and transactions and all that kind of world that you work in at Oliver Co?
So you could call our offices, and our number is 01244 312 306, or we are located centrally in Chester at Douglas House on 1174 Gate Street.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Thank you for coming on and seeing us.
Thank you very much.
And if you missed any of that, that's going to be available as a podcast later on today on our website at dradio.com. That's where you need to go to find that. And listen back to all the other previous legal hours and legal shows as well.
Got a legal question that needs an answer? Listen out to Chester's D Radio to hear from Oliver & Co solicitors on The Legal Show. Their team of experts can help.